Bill, before we start this episode, I want to make it very clear. I'm looking at someone who looks calm, who looks energetic, healthy. However, what we're going to be talking about is dark, and we wouldn't want to go there without talking about what's going on right now. And I'm excited to hear about that. But before we do, let's start from someone who knows what fentanyl is. What is fentanyl?
Well, fentanyl is a very dangerous drug that not a lot of people believe how dangerous it really is and how little of an amount can kill you. And I mean, that's something that I've been through, and I've overdosed 6 times in the past 2 years.
How does it start? When was the first time? Is it something that's knowledgeable when you start, or is it kind of like, oh crap, they laced it?
I don't know. Like, how I started, I was already so deep in opiates that, like, my tolerance was already so high. And when I started doing it, I thought, I had the mentality of, it will never happen to me. You know what I mean?
Because you hear about it, I guess, right?
Yeah, you hear about it, but you're just, mentality, it's like, I see people dying, but it's not going to happen to me.
So the first step is usually opiates.
Yeah.
Once you're doing heroin.
I mean, yeah, that's how it happened to me. And everything was like, it seemed okay at the time. But the scary thing is now, and why there's so many overdoses, is because there's people that are just starting off on fentanyl with no tolerance, no knowledge of how strong it is. They're just starting out with that, and that's why there are so many deaths and overdoses, because, like, with heroin, back in the day, I'd never heard of anybody overdosing off smoking it off foil. And now with fentanyl, I've overdosed off one hit.
On a foil.
Yeah.
And that makes a lot of sense, right? Because of the amount that's so is as impactful as heroin in such a small amount.
Yeah, and it's like, it's cheaper to make too. Like, they don't have to get it from poppy. They manufacture it in labs, so it's like, that's why they're putting it in everything. And that's what's scary also, is like, people get Xanax, it's laced with fentanyl. People get cocaine, it's laced with fentanyl. That's how.
So everything's laced with.
Yeah, that's how Mac Miller died, a famous rap artist. He got cocaine and it was laced with fentanyl.
And I'm sure, like, well, that's not what. No one wants to get into that. You're like.
Yeah, no.
It's not like, I can't wait to overdose on this.
Yeah, and now it's easier to find than heroin. Like,
and how. When was that first experience? Were you aware of it?
Of how dangerous it
was? Meaning, was it a foil and somebody told you afterwards? Or?
No, I was really sick on a sick run, and I was looking for heroin, and the guy was like, oh, I have this new stuff, fentanyl. And he's like, it's way stronger. Time, it was cheaper.
How did you react to that the first time? Because you'd probably heard about it before.
Yeah, I've heard about it, but this was like right when it was first starting to come around, and honestly, it was like, I loved it at the time. You know what I mean? It was something great until it
because you get
wasn't.
Because your body gets sick from the withdrawal of heroin, and this is kind of,
but
like,
then it got really gnarly because the half-life of fentanyl is so much shorter.
Oh,
it's stronger, but the half-life, so you get sick quicker, you use way more, you go through a bunch, and everything just...
So this is a drug dealer's dream.
Yeah.
However, exactly. People are dying.
Yeah.
Like, left and right. I'm still finding it hard to, like, really comprehend the story, because I'm seeing someone so young, and I'm kind of getting this feel that I'm like, I need to get back to work, you know, and that's beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
So when did you get started with?
So I've been struggling with addiction for 11 years. I'm 28 years old now.
28?
It started when I was 17.
17.
I got in a very terrible car accident when I was 17. Got a foot of my small intestine taken out. My colon reconstructed. Like,
this is severe.
Yeah, I should have a colostomy bag. I'm like very lucky I'm not dead or have to have a colostomy bag.
And it started with a prescription.
Yeah, and started with a prescription.
For
first it was Norco's. It's a little stronger than a Vicodin. And they started me on that. I had 5 surgeries within a year and a half.
So you were in deep pain.
Yeah, and I was also heavily depressed because it was in the middle of my senior year football season.
And you're a football player.
Yeah,
you're a big boy.
It wrecked my whole entire like plan, everything, my shot at a free education.
Everything.
Yeah.
So here you're dealing with, one, will I be able to make it alive? And two, everything that I had been focused on is now like out of, this is, there's no way going back.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're young. Most people go like, well, how hard can that be? Yeah. But this is your life.
Well, like it was my whole identity. Like my whole identity was a football player. That's all. And I thought I would have 4 more years to figure some things out, get a free education. And then I just ended up getting stuck in my hometown, having surgeries. And the only thing that really made me happy or feel okay was my prescription.
So, and by the way, when you say happy, would you say it's almost not like happy, you're so down? Just almost like you don't have to feel...
I can keep going on.
You can keep going on.
Not happy, I shouldn't say happy.
Well, I just wanted to kind of confirm it, because I think there's this misconception of like, oh, you like the party. I'm going, well, there was a place that was hurting before the substance came and solved it. Because you weren't partying, you were in a hospital bed.
Yeah.
And you're how old? You're 17.
17, yeah. And people were like, oh, well, you can still go to college, blah, 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 that. And I was like, yeah, I tried, but I was on crutches and having surgeries, and it was just like so much at the time that I just...
And here you're supposed to be at the peak of your life. You're like 17.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no place for, you're like, you can eat, walk, and wake up the next day.
Yeah.
And here you're in the hospital bed, and you're having to take this prescription. You're very aware of the pain. You're very aware of the mental baggage of having to deal with, what am I going to do with life?
Yeah.
So it makes sense. It's like, that hit the spot.
Then they were writing prescriptions like crazy, and then I was overtaking them, and then I was like, oh, I need something stronger.
When did you start taking more than what they offered?
After my second surgery, there was a little bit of a gap between surgeries, so they took me off of them. And by that time, they didn't wean me off of them. They were just like, hey, like,
cold turkey.
And so obviously,
would you
I
say
had
that that in itself is not understanding, like,
yeah, not at all. And
did anybody ever ask you, hey, would you like to speak to someone about what's going on? Did they ever ask you, like, what's going on inside?
No.
It was almost like, this is for your intestine, see you in a month?
Well, it was mainly for my neck and my foot.
So you were fully incapacitated.
Yeah.
When did you, how long did you spend in the hospital then?
I was in the ICU for 11 days. I don't really remember any of that time.
You don't remember?
No. Yeah, the accident was...
So you came to 11 days after?
Yeah.
Do you remember like the scene?
Of the car accident?
No, of waking up?
Yeah. So, it was really weird. I was really confused, obviously. Didn't know what was going on. And then my athletic director of my school, his twin brother did my surgery. So I woke up to him.
Small town.
And I'm like, yeah.
Small town.
I was like, Coach Klee? He's like, no, I'm your brother.
They looked at like, yeah.
And you're dazed.
Yeah. You weren't laughing back then, right? No. Right now you're laughing because life's good.
Yeah.
We're going to get to later on. For anybody listening to this and going like, I want to hear this.
Yeah.
Well, you can't hear about the Pope without also taking the trouble.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you both for sharing that story, because it's... I think it takes a very...